Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Rockets Warriors. Game 6 tonight, 8 p.m. in San Francisco. Warriors, 5.5-point favorites to close out the Young Rockets season. Interesting quote from Jalen Green per Kelly Eco of The Athletic. Quote, I don't think I've played good at all, for real. I had one game at the Crib, which was pretty good, but overall, I haven't really been myself. But that's okay. First time experience. Just got to get back to being aggressive and stop overthinking, end quote. I felt like he was aggressive in the last game. I really did, and then he got banged up. So now I'm wondering if he's actually going to be able to shake this off, this doubt that I guess he has in himself. He is young. You would think that the 38-point performance or the moments that he had early on in Game 5 would have him feeling a little more confident in himself, but that was Jalen Green this afternoon before tonight's game. Sunday is going to be very interesting. First off, we'll know if the Rockets are playing in a Game 7. But also, for the first time in a really, really long time, an old friend will be back on stage at the Center of Houston Sports. We haven't seen him in a game since November 1st of 2022. Man, time has flown by. Lance McCullers will make his first start with the Astros against the Chicago White Sox. I'm going to start off by saying this. I am very excited for Lance. This is the guy that gets undue crap from this fan base for circumstances that are entirely out of his control. You can't control whether or not your body parts hold up over time. You can't beat genetics. This is a guy who's had a Tommy John surgery. He has an internal brace on his UCL. He's had flexor tendon surgery. We talked about yesterday how he said that they had to drill a hole in one of the bones in his arm. I'm not sure which one, so that I think they could thread one of these tendons through it. It was graphic. It was disgusting. So I get that you might hate that McCullers has been making as much money as he's been making over the last couple of years, because he's been injured for a lot of it. But that's the Astros' fault for giving him that deal, given the way that he pitches, where he's throwing curveballs with a lot of break. Balls don't move like that unless you're putting a lot of torque on your elbow. So Lance going through stuff like that, it shouldn't have been that surprising for the Astros when it did. But you're going to dump on the guy because the Astros gave him that contract? And I know some people are like, well, he injured himself with the champagne bottle. And there's also the whole, oh, well, he got a tummy ache and a rehab start and he had to get scratched. Fine. I mean, you could bring those things up, but I'm not going to dump on the guy for that. I'm really excited to see him back out on the mound on Sunday and to do it against the Chicago White Sox. What better way to get your first Major League rehab start in, you know? And if you saw Lance McCullers in his last rehab start, I mean, he was electric. Now, I'm not going to lie. What's the team name? The Sparkline, was this for the Sugarland Space Cowboys? They were wearing uniforms that said Sparkling City. I'm just taking a look at a graphic that Astros Future posted. Astros Future is really good to see minor league details and rehab details from the Astros. But Astros Future posted this. Lance McCullers was dominant today in his rehab start. 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, 0 runs, 0 earned runs, a walk, 7 strikeouts. Yes, it's not against major leaguers, but and neither will Sunday's game against the White Sox. But I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to bring to the table. And, you know, we talk about the things that the Astros have done really well to open the year. They've obviously had some struggles at the plate in terms of scoring runs consistently, which has led to some lineup tinkering with Jeremy Peña leading off for the Astros, doing really well as a leadoff hitter. But for Lance McCullers, if he can give the Astros something in that starting rotation, it takes a lot of tax off the entirety of said rotation. Maybe you go to 6 men. And on top of that, it takes a lot of stress off of your bullpen. So I'm hoping that McCullers looks very good in that first start so that the Astros don't start thinking about moving him to the bullpen. I know that Jeremy Booth, who regularly comes on this show on Wednesdays and dumps on McCullers, is going to have certainly some interesting takes when McCullers comes back out there. And he's always been of the mindset that McCullers is better suited for the bullpen. I don't know. I feel like him saying this offseason, even if he doesn't necessarily have control over where the Astros put him, that he's more comfortable as a starter makes sense. I think you would want a little more predictability if you're throwing the filthy stuff that McCullers does. But hey, I mean, McCullers has expressed interest in being in the bullpen in the past. I remember an interview that I think it was Keith Law did with the Killer Bees, and Keith Law suggested that McCullers move to the bullpen, and I think McCullers liked the post for what it's worth. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential possibilities for what McCullers does, but I'm excited to see what he does on Sunday. What's realistic expectations for Lance McCullers on Sunday? Perfect game, obviously. No, I'm kidding. I would be surprised if he goes past 5 innings. I would be very surprised by that. If he goes past 5 innings, then I think that's a really good sign, even if it is against the White Sox, because I think the amount of innings that he's able to pitch, I would imagine it's pretty light at first. But I'm excited to see him. Some comments, this one on Twitch, allegedly per se 69 says, we need to recoup lost pitches, make him throw until his arm turns black. That's mean. Come on, dog. Lance McCullers is back on the mound. And guess what? He's not already buried in the H. I think that's awesome. But I'm excited to see Lance McCullers back out there. You want to jump in on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call in to text in from the 281. He sounds like he's part machine now, Lance McCullers. Ooh, cyborg Lance McCullers. That would be pretty fun. I'd like to see that. Give that guy a robo arm or something along those lines. Very, very cool. It is an Ask Alon Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. I'm going to read this, and this time, listen, you can get something by me in a different language, and I'm going to be a little bit more conscious of people trying to sneak things by me in different languages. But on an Ask Alon Anything Friday from the 346, howdy, Paul. How do you feel about the Patriots signing undrafted free agent? I'm going to make a pause between these names. His first name is Dixie. His last name is Normus. I get what you're trying to do there. I respect the effort to get it past me. Seems like it would be pretty easy to do it based off of me reading something on the air that I did not know was another word. En Español. But if you want to chime in on an Ask Alon Anything Friday, you can. 713-780-3776 to call the text. From the 281, he was buried in the H. Now he's resurrected in the H. Hell yeah. After Easter, no less. That's pretty cool. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Cleanup Aisle Me. Chicken Dinner 9 says Sparkling City by the Bay. That's what Corpus Christi is called. Really? Corpus Christi is sparkling? I got to say, I don't think anything in Texas is sparkling. And on top of that, I don't think we want anything in Texas to be sparkling. And I know that might sound a little homophobic, but I mean, I don't think anyone wants a city to be sparkling. Would you want to be from the sparkling city? No, because I think we all would agree that it sounds like a lot of people think you think that I am, if that makes any sense. 713-780-3776 to call it, to text it. It is an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. Someone has this as a Mary Passion sent to Belize. Sydney Sweeney, Alexandra Daddario, Emily Ratajkowski. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, we played Emily Ratajkowski talking, and this makes it tough because I think Emily Ratajkowski might be the most attractive woman alive, but her takes on the women flying into space were some of the most insufferable things I think I've ever heard. So we're going to send Emily Ratajkowski to Belize. There's beaches there, I'm sure. Then after that, it's Sydney Sweeney and Alexandra Daddario. Sydney Sweeney seems like a cool hang, but also, at the same time, seems like there's not, you know, like we're not going to be talking about history, you know? We're not going to be talking about like what went down at the Battle of Thermopylae and things like that. So I think Sydney Sweeney, I think that's passion. And I think Alexandra Daddario, I think that's the real deal. Now, I'm not going to lie, this is really based off of those two as opposed to Daddario, but all three of them, very strong, powerful, independent women, and I would be lucky to date any of them. And if they're listening right now, sup. I'm a 36-year-old man who lives alone with his cat in a condo in Houston, Texas, who hosts a radio show.
Shame.
What's the shame for? There's no shame in that. I live a great life. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Rockets Warriors game number 6 tonight. And if you're not going to watch that, we'll give you some alternatives to watch as well. Stick around.
ESPN 975. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We'll get to some more of your questions and some mean comments. My God, guys, it's the end of the week. Lighten up. But we got Rockets and Warriors game 6 tonight in San Francisco. Earlier this week, specifically after Game 5 on Wednesday, at least one reporter was asking questions about the Warriors broadcast accusing the Rockets of intentionally trying to injure Steph Curry's already swollen thumb. Zach Lowe, anyone remember him? Longtime basketball analyst on ESPN, became a big deal because he regularly made appearances on the Bill Simmons podcast. I think he knows his stuff when it comes to basketball. He is now back with Simmons at The Ringer. And he went off on a tangent about the Golden State Warriors broadcast. Apparently, this is the most insufferable state-run propaganda that you are going to find calling a National Basketball Association game.
There is no more Homer broadcast in the entire NBA, and for all I know, in the world of sports, than the Warriors broadcast. You don't have to take what they say with a grain of salt. You have to take what they say with a silo of salt. And of course they're going to bring it up and accuse the Rockets of nefariousness. I just would also like to say, you have Draymond Green on your team.
Right.
You don't think that dude is A, ultra physical to the point that he's borderline like getting teed up or ejected from half the games, and B, any dirty trick, not dirty, I retract the word. I use it in the facetious sense. Any bit of extra physicality and let me grab an arm. Andrew Bogut used to be the master of just grabbing people's arms so they couldn't rotate on defense. Like, okay, I would just say let's give it a rest, win game six.
I love that. Now, I don't listen to the Warriors broadcast very often, but I walked by it before game five. Walking courtside, I do a little lap so I can get a basic little picture or video to post to Instagram. And I wish I'd stared them down. I'd wish I'd stared these propagandists down because we were in Houston, the free city of Houston. We don't abide by propaganda when it comes to our basketball team. Paul, what are you talking about? Bill Worrell. Yeah, but Bill is different. Bill's a legend, okay? He's out of the game now, and I don't have to get mad about him getting mad about referees because it used to drive me crazy. Like, hey, move on, dude. It's okay. Matt Bullard, please stop enabling him. Please, please. Just asking for a very simple thing. But yeah, that Warriors broadcast, pretty biased from the sound of things. If they are accusing, really with only one little video as proof, the Rockets of going after Steph Curry's hand. That said, Dylan Brooks did help out by saying if my ankle was busted, I'd be going after my ankle. Anyway, guys, it's 2:15 on a Friday, and Ask Alon Anything Friday. What's going on watch-wise over the weekend? This is your weekend homework. All the fun things you could do this weekend. Hit it! Ooh, it's your weekend homework! We'll have an actual open for this at some point soon. Anyway, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Here's what you should be watching tonight. First off, Rockets. Warriors, game six. The Warriors are 5.5-point favorites. The first, the tip-off is at 8 p.m. There's also an Astros game tonight. Framber Valdez on the hill for the Astros against the Chicago White Sox. The first pitch from Chicago is at 6:40. What the hell's that? What's up with these Midwesterners and their weird first pitch times? Minnesota's starting games at 5. Get out of here. There's also a Sugarland Space Cowboys game tonight. And get this, it's Spencer Arrighetti Spaghetti Bobblehead Night. You want a cool bobblehead that may or may not be a tad insensitive towards Italians? Well, you can have it. First 2,000 people to the Space Cowboys game, you're getting a Spencer Arrighetti Spaghetti Bobblehead. I like that. Also, for the music fans out there, and I imagine this is sold out, because White Hook Music Hall is the biggest place, but Dave Matthews is here. Tonight, 8 p.m., White Hook Music Hall. She wakes up in the morning, she brushes her teeth, and I don't never hear a thing. B-Mac doesn't like it. Whatever, I think that's the perfect Dave Matthews band. Impersonation. Oh, no, let's all answer my
No, kid. Your impression is perfect, and that's the problem.
Oh, it is? Thanks. Saturday, what's going on? Clippers, Nuggets, 6:30 on TNT. I saw an article in The Athletic. James Harden needs to step up. Yeah, he does. He won't. CJ Stroud was at the last Clippers-Nuggets game. Kind of random. I thought he was a Lakers fan. I guess the Lakers are out now, so he's going to jump on from one LA bandwagon to another one. But that's a game you can watch. That's the only other first round series still in progress. And if the Rockets lose tonight, this will be the only round one series left. Also, if you like concerts, Billy Idol and Joan Jett will be playing at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in the Woodlands at 7:30. Damn. We looked up their age at the end of one of the shows this week, Sean and I did, and I guess they are both in their 70s. I would have thought they are older. I gotta look this up. Billy Idol age. 69. Nice. Gotta say, it's kind of alarming how plastic his face looks at this moment in time, but for 69, that's not bad. Joan Jett, how old is she? 66. Wow.
thought Joan Jett's. I would have thought Joan Jett's Stevie Nicks age, which is currently 76. Also, hey, you like Houston rap? Devin the Dude, 8 p.m. at Last Concert Cafe. What a life this is. You know, you ever heard that song? When I was working the night show over at the Texans flagship, we used to make me listen to rap albums from Houston rap from back in the day, and Devin the Dude I enjoy. Sunday, Pacers-Cavs game one, time to be determined. And it could be Rockets-Warriors game seven, time to be determined. Also, technically, for your weekend homework, you could celebrate Cinco de Mayo, though Cinco de Mayo does fall on a Monday. Movies-wise, Thunderbolts, the latest Marvel movie, is out in theaters. It features Bucky or the Winter Soldier, whoever, the worst Avenger. I wish Bucky died. He is a traitor to his country. Oh, he's brainwashed. Sure, that's what they all say. It also has a bunch of Russians. Oh, a little problematic. What's going on the last couple of years? I'm supposed to root for Russians to save the world? It's like the Black Widow's family, played by Scarlett Johansson. So, you've got that. You've also got the guy from Stranger Things who was in it. I forget his name, but he's cool. Also a movie called The Surfer, an action movie starring Nick Cage as a surfer, comes out this weekend. I think it's an action movie where someone steals his surfboard and he kills everyone. That's kind of the premise I got. It's Nick Cage. I'm in. Help the man pay off his bankruptcy that came from all the stupid things he bought, like a dinosaur bone, entire skeleton. I think it was a T-Rex. And that big mausoleum he has in New Orleans and a bunch of other weird stuff. Help Nick Cage save money. That movie he did with Pedro Pascal, the massive talent movie, a really good watch. I enjoyed it. TV-wise, Last of Us, Season 2, Episode 4. Season 2, Episode 1, kind of slow. Season 2, Episode 2, probably the most important episode of the show's history. Season 2, Episode 3, kind of slow. I think this one's supposed to be a big one with a lot of violence and death. So, that's on the table, too. I do not have Hulu Plus. I'm sorry. I have not watched any of the Andor yet. I probably got to get on that. So, there you go. That is your weekend homework. Everything you could theoretically watch or do this weekend. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN975. I see some comments here. Paul's musical impressions are second to none. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or if that's actually real. The Accountant 2, Ryan Lawson, Texas, asks, have you watched it? No. And also, this past weekend, well, on during a hangout with friends, I decided to put The Accountant 1 on. And I forgot it is not the vibe of the movie that is about to come out in theaters. It was kind of weird explaining to people, wait, no, it's an action movie, as like the first 30 minutes of that movie are just flashbacks of Ben Affleck's character having like really high degree autism and like not the kind that all the kids these days are stealing the valor of. Because the kids these days on Gen Z, they all claim they have autism. Everyone claims that they have it. I'm sure some people have it diagnosed, but a lot of people are claiming it. Not cool, man. Not cool. Florence Pugh. Is Florence Pugh the movie, the thing? Is that her? That's Florence Pugh?
Yeah, she plays Black Widow's sister.
Wait, that's her?
Yeah, 100%.
Damn.
I was trying to talk Sean Mapes into doing a Florence Pugh from Oppenheimer cosplay as he goes to...
What, as he gets banged? What are you talking about here?
Just go in there naked. They say he's doing a Florence Pugh cosplay from Oppenheimer.
Florence Pugh's character in that movie, it's like okay, so she's just banged Oppenheimer all the time? Like, I don't...
Pretty much,
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to lie. That makes sense. I thought this Florence Pugh actor, I believed her Russian accent so much in the other Black Widow movie that she was in. I thought she was actually a Russian woman.
No.
Okay. It's Florence Pugh. Yeah.
David Harbour was the guy you're trying to think of earlier from Stranger Things.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's great.
He's an awesome actor. He was in the first Equalizer movie, for those who don't know.
He was also in a Jason Statham movie about a month ago, A Working Man.
Someone asked.
He played a blind weapons dealer.
Sean, check that. Sorry, Brian. It's Friday at 2:30.
It's fine.
It's Friday at 2:30. Brian,
Someone asked earlier on an Ask Alon Anything Friday, best Jason Statham movie.
Ooh.
The answer is all of them.
Yes.
I'm Jason Statham. I can't lose in a fight. I'll never lose in a fight. I'm the Transporter.
I would say if you want to go old school, it's the Transporter movies. Newer, I would say Beekeeper.
Beekeeper was fun. Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw was great.
Although, the Fast and Furious appearances that he made.
I guess it gets to be what you would define as a Statham movie. Like, if he's the... Because The Rock's the bigger star.
The best Jason Statham movie. I'm actually going to answer this question seriously. Okay? Because there's a bunch.
I'm going to say Crank 2.
Crank was very good. But the best Jason Statham movie is Snatch. Snatch is a 2000 Guy Ritchie movie that also stars Brad Pitt and a bunch of other British guys that you would recognize from every single Guy Ritchie movie. Yeah, it's fantastic. They've done 5 movies together, Jason Statham and Guy Ritchie. Snatch is for sure my favorite one.
Yeah,
also, Lock, Stock, yeah. Two Smoking Barrels, a fantastic one. And...
Wrath of Man was the most recent one. That was, I think, 2017, 2018.
Haven't seen that one.
It's okay.
Expendables and Fast and Furious. And honestly, I will watch anything with Jason Statham in it. I will watch anything. So I will.
My whole basis of is it a Statham movie was based on Snatch because he's in it, but I wouldn't call it a Statham movie.
Yeah.
Because he's not the main guy.
Yeah, that's but it is because he's in it. Like
I know. I'm just curious where the line was.
But you know what? You know what's also the best Jason Statham movie? People forget about this one.
Mm.
In Collateral, the Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx movie, which is, I think, one of the most underrated movies of the 21st century, has Mark Ruffalo in it. It has Peter Berg in it. It has Jada Pinkett Smith in it. That movie features 5 seconds of Jason Statham handing a briefcase to Tom Cruise. And I think he's playing the transporter in that scene.
That's amazing.
It's at the very beginning. So you know what? Even though he's only in it for 5 seconds, his presence was just so notable.
That's not enough Statham.
It's plenty. Because Tom Cruise is so good in that movie. Tom Cruise is a phenomenal actor. I think Tom Cruise is the best actor ever. Yeah, Hot take. But yeah, he's great in that. Anyway. We're all over the place. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Rockets Warriors, Game 6. It's tonight. Let's get the vibes up. Let's get the vibes up. Stick around on an Ask Alon Anything Friday.
ESPN. 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. On an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Rockets, Warriors, Game 6. Tonight in San Francisco with the Warriors 5.5-point favorites. I'm giving the Rockets a 20% chance at winning. The more I think about it on this show, the more reasons I feel like I can talk myself into the Rockets tying this series up at 3 games apiece. But it really is going to depend on how the Rockets open this game. I think the worst part about Game 4 is looking back at how in the first quarter and in the third quarter, the Rockets came out so damn flat. I mean, all the missed free throws in the losses this year, the series, insane. They're shooting 58% from the line in losses. They missed 35 free throws their first 4 games before hitting, 32 of 38 in Game 5. That part was crazy, but the fact that they just started off so poorly in the first and the third, on one hand, I think it could happen again in San Francisco. On the other, can they... They almost won that game, and they gave up just unbelievably terrible runs to open the game. They looked like they were going to get run out of the building in Game 4 to open up. Really looked like it was going to be over quickly. And they fought their way back, and at the end of the first quarter, it was back. I was thinking about changing the channel and not actually watching the whole thing, but I was like, basketball's a game of runs. Don't overreact too much. Everyone on social media was acting like the Rockets game was already over. when they fell down by as much as they did early on, and they had the four turnovers in the first 4 minutes, and Jalen Green looked like he was peeing his pants. And Green said before today's game that, like, I just haven't been confident. Yeah, I had the game at the crib in H-Town that I played pretty well, where I scored 38 points, but I haven't been really confident yet all series long. I appreciate the honesty, but tonight's the night, bucko. There were spots, I thought, on Wednesday where he showed aggression, where he was in attack mode, but he's got to stay in that attack mode. And his teammates are going to have to keep him in that mindset, too. I think he needs a little bit of pushing to get to that confidence level. And I thought that they did a pretty good job early on in game five of making sure that Green knew, like, damn, dog, you're awesome. Some of the step-back threes he had early on, I noticed Rockets players coming up to him afterwards and specifically, I think, saying, like, you're doing a great job, buddy, but, like, in a more emphatic, less effeminate way. From the 307 on an Ask Alon Anything Friday, Paul, would you consider a weekly segment with Vanessa Richardson to cover really tough and hot takes about Houston sports, where you bring the rough and hot takes and Vanessa tries to smooth them out or test the logic? It could be called Vanessa and Gallant. I actually texted Vanessa today asking if she wanted to come on. I did not hear back from her, which kind of bummed me out. I'm not going to lie. Got big timed. But again, Vanessa Richardson, a big deal. Also, she's in San Francisco, so I'm assuming that she was doing shoot-arounds and stuff at that moment in time. I'm assuming that.
Paul, you know what they say about assume? Makes an ass out of you and me.
Fine. Say what you need to, okay? I'm just saying, we tried to get Vanessa on the show. It didn't happen. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN975. Some pushback to my take about Tom Cruise being the greatest actor ever on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Listen, I respect an actor who actually can run. No actors can run. None of them. They all run like buffoons. It drives me crazy. One texter says, were you delusional having that take that Tom Cruise is the best actor of all time? Yes. Yes, you were. No, man. Tom Cruise is the GOAT. I show up for any Tom Cruise movie, even if he's playing Reacher, who is supposed to be 6'4", when he is very clearly 5'7". I've stood next to him before. In Vegas, second time I went off a leash, third time total, we went to see a EDM show of some sort at the Marquee. And Tom Cruise had a booth right next to ours. And there was a pretty fair degree of separation. And there were security guards. And I didn't want to bother him because I felt like, oh my God, it's Tom Cruise. I'm not going to go over there. But some of my friends, let's just say that they didn't really care about that. One of them, who loves the movie Top Gun and is obsessed with Maverick, went over there and I think he had a few. And I think he just walked up to him and shook his hand. To his credit, I mean, Tom was supposedly cool, but I think Tom's security noticed the inebriated state he was in and eventually whisked him away. But it was a fun night that night. And yeah, Tom Cruise was right next to us. That's the closest I've ever been to the most famous person I've ever been to next to, I think. Because, yeah, LeBron doesn't count. Tom Cruise is more famous than LeBron. Tom Cruise is more famous than Tom Brady. Yeah. So there you go, guys. There you go. 713-780-3776 to call to text on an Ask Alon Anything Friday on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. I don't know why allegedly Per Se 69 is suggesting movie remakes, but this is kind of a funny one. Old Yeller remake, but he turns into a dog fighting champion when he gets rabies. I would watch that. I would definitely watch that. Could Jason Statham be in that movie? I think I would watch that one. Christopher Soriano on YouTube says Mission Impossible 2 was terrible. Wrong, because they had a Limp Bizkit song. Hate Me by Limp Bizkit. Now I know why you want to hate me, because hate is all the world has ever seen lately. Great song. One of Limp Bizkit's best. You know, people hate on Limp Bizkit. But Limp Bizkit was rocking the set. It's like Russian roulette. when you're placing your bet. These are all lines from Hate Me, from the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack, which I actually liked entirely because of that song. Listen to it. It's a great song. So to Ask a Lot Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. You have any final thoughts on Rockets Warriors game number 6 tonight as we send them off to do battle with the hated evil of Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr's sanctimonious ways, and Jimmy Butler? Have at it. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul? What's up, Paul? Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975 on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're getting some other funny movie remake suggestions. Here's the movie I want. I want a movie called Liftoff. It's the story of the 2024-2025 Houston Rockets and their comeback from down 3-1 to take down the Golden State Warriors. To come back from down 3-1 for the third time in franchise history. Just like 95 against the Suns. Just like 2015 against the LA Clippers. And here's the question. Who do we cast for each Houston Rocket? Who do we cast? This is going to be tough. We're going to do it on the spot. So we're going to take some suggestions here. First off, Reed Shepard, played by Tom Cruise. Got him. They're both short white guys. Reed isn't short, by the way. He's just short relative to NBA players. It's kind of suck being on an NBA court and looking so tiny, and then people see you in real life, and they're like, oh, wow, he's actually really tall. We're kind of having that conversation about Brad Pajimski, me and a couple of the guys I was sitting next to during game 5. You look at him, and you're like, F this guy. Then you stand next to him, you're like, oh, he's tall. He's tall. That's why he plays in the NBA and I don't. But who else would be in this? Because we got to get people to play Draymond Green. We got to get people to play Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler as well. Maybe Steve Kerr. Who is playing Dylan Brooks? Does Drake play Dylan Brooks? They look kind of similar. Drake is Canadian. Dylan Brooks is Canadian. Dylan Brooks hated and misunderstood by the majority of basketball watchers. Drake is hated, maybe completely understood, by everybody after Kendrick Lamar did the drive-by against him. What would you do here? From the 832, get the group from Coach Carter, recast them. Well, Samuel L. Jackson's in the movie then. Does Samuel L. Jackson play Ime Udoka? I don't think it's possible. Ime Udoka's too understated. Yeah, it can't be. It can't be Samuel L. Jackson. You need to have someone that's almost quiet to play Ime Udoka. And you got to have someone that's quiet to play just about everybody. That's the thing with the Rockets. Like, for the most part, this is a team of very quiet players. Could Jason Statham play Fred VanVleet? Would we be okay with that? Are we going to have to go Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder for some of the actors in this movie? Junior Bronco says Zendaya is Jalen Green 100%. Junior, that's not nice. Just because he paints his nails and Draymond Green pointed that out. That's mean, man. Jason Momoa says Christopher Soriano plays Steven Adams. Yeah, that's the easy one. Jason Momoa is Steven Adams in this comeback movie about the Rockets' comeback victory against the Golden State Warriors, which we are trying to manifest right now. Yeah, I think that could work. From the 281. Whoa, Paul's comparing black people's looks like right now. What? With Drake and with Dylan Brooks? I don't know. I think they look kind of similar. I don't see color. Isn't Drake Asian? Like I don't see it. Okay? Cut me some slack. From the 281, Chadwick Boseman plays Amon Thompson. Okay, hang on a second. Yeah, he passed away. We can't do that. R.I.P. Really? Guy apparently was keeping that he was dying to himself for a very long period of time. Then just all of a sudden we're like, wait, what? What happened? Very sad. From the 281, Nick Cannon plays Cam Whitmore. Is there some sort of implication right there? Cam Whitmore could not even get in the middle of the blowout with the bench. I feel like that Cannon's playing a bigger deal in this movie, you know? Playing Cam Whitmore. Cam Whitmore is like not going to be included in the movie. He's just not. Mr. Bean as Ime Udoka. That doesn't really work. Michael B. Jordan undoubtedly is in this. Yeah, and I guess you'd have to ask as part of this comeback, who is Michael B. Jordan playing? Because Michael B. Jordan's going to be the star. Is he going to play Jalen Green? Is he going to play Amon Thompson? Is he going to play Alperen Şengün? Michael B. Jordan as Alperen Şengün. He just has like a Turkish accent. That could be fun. Anyway, keep him coming.
How do you feel about Anthony Mackie as Ime?
Anthony Mackie as Ime Udoka. I could see that, but again, got need like someone understated. I think Anthony Mackie's probably playing like one of the actual Rockets players. Though that might be hard to do because Anthony Mackie, I think, is in his mid-40s now. And it might not be quite as believable. But actors are generally a lot older than the characters that they play. Anyway, food for thought. We're recreating a Rockets comeback movie against the Golden State Warriors and manifesting a victory in tonight's game. It is 2:53. Time for a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Todd, the show says Boban plays Şengün. Boban? I don't know about that. Ray Liotta as Tillman Fertitta. If Ray was still kicking, that could theoretically work. Some of the suggestions are not. Ooh! Did Lawrence Fishburne play Doc Rivers in the Clippers documentary? Did he play Doc Rivers in that? Denzel Washington as Jay Sean Tate. Will Smith as Jimmy Butler. Denzel as Ime Udoka. Yeah, Denzel would command the room. Terrence Howard as Steph Curry. I feel like we got to have Cuba Gooding Jr. as Steph Curry, especially with how Cuba Gooding Jr. played O.J. Simpson in The People versus O.J. Simpson. I think that's the way to go. Anyway, guys, The Paul Gallant Show. More suggestions for this Rockets movie. Idris Elba as Coach Ime. I think some of you guys are just listing actors of a certain race and saying, hey, this person plays this, this person plays that. Paul, what are you just doing that a second ago? No, because I don't see color. I'm like you people. I'm just beyond that. For the 409, Mickey Mouse as Steph Curry. Oof. Ha-ha. Ha-ha. Just drop a 3 on your ass, bitch. Ha-ha. 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 I'm chewing a mouth guard on the side of my mouth. Ha-ha. 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 My wife just tried to build a barbecue joint in Houston, and we're going to do it again when we beat you. Ha-ha. Ha-ha, bitch. We're going to be successful at the barbecue this time around. So there you go. Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Dylan Brooks. I gotta say, there's that movie that's coming out fairly soon, and it's about an MMA fighter, and The Rock, I can't believe that's The Rock. They put all sorts of makeup on his face, and I had no idea there's a movie with The Rock, with Emily Blunt, that's coming out fairly soon, I think. It's an A24 film as well. I have no idea what it's about, but The Rock is playing a wrestler or UFC fighter of some sort, and they have made up the hell out of his face. Jose Altuve as Alperen Şengün. That makes a lot of sense. Junior Bronco says Rachel Maddow as Paul Gallant, the courtside media guy. Listen, Rachel doesn't have this much stubble right now, okay? This is 2 days' worth of stubble. It's rather beardy. Paul Giamatti is Tilman Fertitta in this theoretical Rockets movie. Yes, lots of possibilities. I appreciate you guys bringing things to the table. That just came to mind in the end. Go Rockets tonight. I think they're going to win. And I'm not saying it confidently, but I say I think they're going to win. And on that note, a big thanks for everyone who helped make this edition of the Paul Gallant Show happen. Texas, Twitter, YouTubers, callers, etc. Texters too. Did I say that? I don't know. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. Is Joel gonna come in here and storm in before the show ends like it did accidentally yesterday? I guess not. And on that note, I'm really Paul Gallant. Have yourselves a wonderful week, and so long, farewell.
Peace!
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.